was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott are back. 7:06 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I hope you're having a great day. You know what? Let's start this week off with Josh Wiley. Josh, you know what? You've got a lot of stuff resting on your shoulders now. We're starting the whole week off, the first week in June, with you.
I know. Can you believe that? I mean, all the responsibility there.
There's a lot there, partner.
Hey, well, markets have opened the week a little bit lower. Currently, the Dow's down 16 points at 16,700, while the NASDAQ's down 25 at 4,217, and the S&P 500, it's down 5 at 1,918. Good news is oil's down 24 cents at $102.47 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.35%. Gold's up 70 cents at $1,246, while silver's up a nickel at $18.83 an ounce. Some are most actively traded stocks. Walmart's up 5 cents at $76.82, Microsoft's up a dime at $41.04, and Coca-Cola's down 11 cents at $40.80. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning. You know, financial freedom, what to do with your IRA, what to do with your investments. Find out from people that care about you and care about your success. Wells Fargo advisors, give them a call, 243-7561, and then stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. Bad Bob, I know we have weather today.
We certainly do. 61 right now in Reading, and it's going to reach a high right around 95. The cool nights are pretty much done. We'll see a low around 60 degrees. By Thursday, we will be flirting with that century mark here in the North State. And as I said, 61 degrees in Reading right now. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, 365-3793, and they offer senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane.
They will be warm friends. And we're going to talk about this later on, how you can get $100 for your favorite charity the day it hits 100. Hey, Bad Bomb.
Yes, sir.
Coming back from, Linda. Where's Linda this morning? Linda is with the grandkids.
Gary gets a button, by the way.
Huh?
Gary gets a Where's Linda button.
Gary gets the Where's Linda button. Okay, we have picked up the grandkids this weekend, and this is after the Harley ride.
Mm-hmm.
I have decided that if you're a Harley, riding a Harley, I have found out what the most dangerous animal on the road is.
Besides the two-legged ones.
No, I'm including them. Oh, four-legged ones. Oh, you know what? When you start driving, you're riding at like about 75, 80 miles an hour, and you see a dead elk on the side of the road.
Oh.
A dead elk is on side of the road. At that point, you slow down because there's dead elk on the side of the road in Arizona. I mean, twice we saw dead elk. And I'm thinking to myself, a dead elk. I mean, you might be able to get past a raccoon or a possum, maybe even a small deer. An elk gets in front of your motorcycle doing about 70 miles an hour. There's just, you know what, the elk, you might take the elk down, but for sure the elk's taking you down.
You might as well run into an F-150.
You might. Yeah. The most dangerous animal on the face of the earth to a Harley rider is a soccer dad in a van, a minivan.
Yeah.
Here you are. You're laid back there. Wind's blowing in your face. Your hair's blowing. You're up there. You're racked up. You're going down the road about 70. And you look over at the car next to you, and it's a soccer dad who's glaring at you. He's got all these little kids in the back of his car. And it's in the car's
messy.
Oh,
he's on the edge.
He's on the edge. The car's messy. And there he is. He knows, you know, he comes home from his job. He's got to take the soccer kids out. He's got to take them to the soccer tournament. So they're screaming in the back. And he looks over at you on your Harley, just riding down the road. Man, I'm free. I'm free. I'm laid back here. And you know, the next time I stop, I'll stop where I want to, and I'm going to have a beer. You know, and that's just the way it's going to be, my friends. Just the way it's going to be. And there's soccer dad right there staring at you. And you're going, uh-oh. Soccer dad doesn't like this. And then soccer dad pulls up right behind you because you're not going fast enough in that right-hand lane. But soccer dad needs to pull around. And he pulls around, he's staring at you, and somehow you realize that you epitomize everything soccer dad wants to be. And he's jealous. He's jealous.
He's having a rough day.
He's having a rough day. And there you are,
yeah,
laid back on your Harley.
So he might
sun
forget
in your
to
face,
turn signal.
Wind in your knees, and you're coming back, and you're doing what he'll never do. Mm. Let's go to the phones.
Hey, Jay.
Jay, you got something about that?
Yeah, first of all, of course he's mad. He's a soccer dad, not a football dad.
That's true.
Can you blame him? But, yeah, I live about 150 yards from that big fire over on Lawrence with the hash oil fire.
Butane honey oil.
He was probably just trying to rub it on aches and pains he had. You know, he's making it.
It was a good news and bad news sort of thing. I mean, the bad news is the guy got burned up and a bunch of people lost their homes.
Yeah.
And my entire house. My air conditioning sucked in the
smells like
the
marijuana.
So my whole house smelled like marijuana. Of course, the outside was the entire neighborhood was especially mellow the rest of the day.
That's right. There was no fights that weekend,
and there was not a Twinkie to be found at the convenience store.
We brought s'mores.
the dogs and cats lay down together and became friends.
You couldn't find a chocolate chip within a square mile.
That's right. You know what? Those Hostess ding-dongs are gone.
Unrelated news. All the local fast food places got cleaned out real quick.
There you go. You know, we just got to figure out a way to do that during the, you know, if we can just, you know, put it in the water. I don't know. Make everybody a little more mellow. I got, you know, we got Gary Cad here today. I'm going to get to Gary in a couple minutes. We're going to make him. You know what? That's what Gary needs. He needs to be downwind of the hash oil burning, and then Gary's mellow then, too. He'll go, you know, Turtle Bay, who cares?
The mind boggles.
Stop the cookies.
And Gary's going to punch me in the face. Okay, thanks, Jay. Speaking of mellow, I'm mellow. You know, after all that riding.
Well, I have a question. After you, what was the thing you looked forward to most besides kissing your wife when you got off your motorcycle?
Oh, you know, when I got back, well, I got to see the grandkids, picked up the grandkids, but then got back to my home.
Mm-hmm.
Where last night I tumbled into my sleep number bed. My sleep number setting's 35. And okay, here's about the sleep number, is that when you're gone and you're riding a lot, you still get in the beds, and the beds are a little strange when you're out there. When you get home to your sleep number bed, it is nothing better. And now sleep number is even going to help us me sleep more by they're giving us and they're providing us a sleep IQ technology available only with sleep number beds. And what it does is it lets you track and optimize your sleep with sleep IQ technology through easy use of interactive app on your phone or desktop. In other words, if you're moving, if you're looking uncomfortable at night, it reads this and it tells you, hey, these things are going on. So you can adjust your sleep settings so you can sleep better. And I tell you what, I slept like a rock last night after coming back, and I couldn't say how much I appreciate having a sleep number bed. Sleep number bed, dual air technology, so Linda can have her own number. And now we're getting the sleep IQ, and it couldn't be easier to use. Nothing, you don't have to wear anything. You just sleep. Sleep numbers, made in America. Consumer Reports, number one mattress. It's affordable, guaranteed, and you got them right here in town, right in the Target Shopping Center there behind the McDonald's area. And go down to the Sleep Number store and give Brian or Janice a try. Let them tell you what your sleep number is and how well you can sleep. Sleep Number. I mean, it works. It works. We're going to take a quick break, and I've got Gary Cad right here with me. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
We'll be right back right after these messages.
We've all become
become familiar with the lack of representation from our federal and state government, but shouldn't it be different with our local officials?
Hi, I'm Butch Schaefer, running for Shasta County Supervisor in District 5. If you're frustrated with the lack of response and representation from your local government official, with your vote, I will change that. I will work to streamline county fees to make new jobs available through small businesses, not more government, and increase safety through law enforcement and fire protection.
Hi, I'm Gary Cressy, and I've lived and worked in the Reading area since 1952. 37 years ago, I met a fine young man named Butch Schaefer. We've been dear friends since. Butch is running for Supervisor of District 5. His qualifications include 12 years as councilman of the city of Anderson, 3 terms as mayor, 15 years on the Anderson Fire District Board, president of California State Marshal Association. A true person, Butch will listen, respond, and act on your concerns. Please vote Butch Schaefer, Supervisor, District 5. Thank you.
I'm Butch Schaefer, a man of the people, asking for your vote for Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Butch Schaefer, Supervisor, District 5.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our springwater originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Butt, Linda's with the band kids today. We got them. It's the first time they've come to visit us, and we're just really excited about it. A lot of things planned. Welcome back, my friends. Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You can't say enough about the experts and the professionals down at Orchard Nutrition. In-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff, the largest selection of natural foods and supplements you're going to find in Northern California. And, you know, just great, great people down there, which is the big thing. Amazing foods for life. Yeah, amazing foods for life. The new gluten-free, mix that started right here in Reading is sweeping across the United States and made in a gluten-certified, gluten-free facility. You know, pop that into the oven and have something really nutritious for your family in 15 minutes. Give them a call, 244-9141 for Orchard Nutrition. It's your center for a healthy lifestyle, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. All right. Hey, we're here with Gary Catt. Okay, Gary.
Good morning.
What's up?
Well, wanted to come in this morning and talk about the Turtle Bay.
Both of us reaching for you to put you in front of the microphone, Gary. Come on, you've done this before.
I know. I thought I was in front of the microphone. How's that?
Go. Okay. There you go, buddy.
All right. The Turtle Bay McConnell property and the sale. And the city attorney has come out with what he's calling the impartial analysis, city attorney's impartial analysis. And what we're looking at are the 3 appraisals. There was an appraisal done by the city. There's an appraisal done by McConnell Foundation, and then there was an appraisal done by the both of them together picked an appraisal company and did an appraisal. The first appraisal that I believe came in was from the city, and it was the city's appraisal was considering the lease was $443,000. It was done by Bob Shaw.
Right.
Well, it's coming out now that there was a second figure in that appraisal. I tried early on to get on several occasions to take a look at that appraisal and see if that there was a fair market value amount, which it looks like there was. And that
if value, there wasn't a lease.
If there was no lease, correct.
Right. I think that this has come out before, I thought.
Well, no, let me continue.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So the city's is $2.3 million without a lease. McConnell Foundation is $7.4 million without a lease. And the two together was done by Duff and Phelps is $4,300,000 without a lease.
Right.
So it's quite a large number without a lease. Now, the reason that...
Well, I think everybody understands that. If there's no lease on that land, I mean, it's even though it's not riverfront, it's close enough to be riverfront.
It's close.
It's close, but it's not riverfront. But I think everybody understands without that lease, these prices would go at probably what you're seeing your appraisal on.
Well, and you're right, Carl. But early on in the negotiations with McConnell Foundation, the city wanted to put a deed restriction. There's several of them they wanted to put on, but one of them was that the lease would continue to its 88-year duration. And McConnell saw fit to know we're not going there. I wasn't in on the negotiations, but I understand that it got a little woolly with some of the conversation when they mentioned deed restrictions. So at the moment, there is absolutely no deed restriction on this sale property that the city's put into place with McConnell. So there is nothing at all to stop McConnell and Turtle Bay when McConnell takes the city's position on the lease, which would happen just after the sale, that the property could be – or the lease could be left alone, could be changed, or could be done away with.
But there's a planning commission, and it's got all these other things.
Planning commission has nothing to do with the lease whatsoever.
No, not with the lease, but then if you want to build anything there, it's got to go through all the city.
That's anybody else in town has to go through zoning or
that's right. But it's also the Turtle Bay, because doesn't Turtle Bay have a right to say what's going on down there?
Well, sure. I mean, the city has told Turtle Bay build a hotel down
right.
there.
Right. So Turtle Bay could say, look, so what you're saying is if they turn them loose, you're saying Turtle Bay, that everybody that's on the board of directors there has lied. If they just tell them, okay, yeah, you can build anything you want there. It's now yours. Because they're all saying, hey, look, we control this property. And they're building a hotel, and then you've got the other, 9 acres there? I mean, there's another nine acres.
There's five.
So you're talking about another 5 acres, right? So it's the other 5 acres that's in contention.
It's 14-acre parcel, of which 5 acres was originally
for the
hospitality for the hotel.
Okay, so 9 acres is what you're talking about there. So when it's sold, who controls the land? McConnell Foundation?
McConnell Foundation and Turtle Bay. McConnell Foundation owns the property.
Right, but Turtle Bay is the one that says what's being built there, though, right?
Well, McConnell owns the property. Doesn't the owner usually...
But from what I understand, is Turtle Bay then, still controls what's being built there. The idea is that under the planning on this, and again, I haven't followed it probably as much as I should, but the land was provided for a scientific educational park type thing, right? That's why Turtle Bay was built. And it was agreed on by the city council and everybody to build this hotel to support Turtle Bay because McConnell's been putting a couple million dollars a year into it and can't continue to do that.
Mm-hmm. And the city of Redding has told McConnell or told Turtle Bay 2 years ago that you have the right to build the for-profit hotel on 5 acres
right.
anyway.
So then they have, and so when they started to do that, which they would have, mm-hmm. then the reason the sale came about was because the union said, nope, not unless you do
prevailing wage.
Mm-hmm. And Andrew Meredith sat here in the studios one day and said, the only way that you don't get prevailing wage is if you buy the land. So they bought the land.
For fair market value.
For fair market value under the lease. Now, I understand what everybody's saying is, why don't they put some on it? But under the lease, this is a fair market value. Mm-hmm. And so then it doesn't make any difference. We're still going to fight it. So the unions are still fighting it for the sale because, it's not the fair price. Well, any place in the United States will say it's a fair price because it's leased land. the contention is afterwards, right?
The contention is that the lease was probably.
But they would have never bought the land if the prevailing wage thing hadn't come up, correct?
Well, they'd probably have built a hotel if the prevailing wage
And from what I – well, yeah, well, they would have built – you're right. They would have built a hotel there if the prevailing wage had not come up. The only reason they're trying to get it all is in case they want – if they want to build something else that supports the hotel because supports Turtle Bay because we know the hotel's not going to be totally – it's not going to totally support.
That's what they're saying now, yeah.
So if they want to build an IMAX or a theater or a museum or something
actually,
down there.
Whatever, yeah.
And they're doing it because otherwise then they're going to go right back into court again over prevailing wage.
Well, if they buy it at the price
$600,000,
yeah, they will go. Most probably, it's going to go into.
It's still going to go into court.
Into court,
but the city of Reading is not.
Oh yeah, no. The city of Reading's right. See, that's the whole point. See, when they come in and start talking about prevailing wage, mm-hmm. your prevailing wage is with the city. It's not with McConnell. It's not with Turtle Bay. It's the city.
Well, no, but it is because Turtle Bay now McConnell now owns the land. The city doesn't own the land.
Well, they will own it if
But McConnell Foundation owns the land. The city doesn't own the land.
Yeah, but
they
but
sold it under the lease.
McConnell bought the property from the city,
right.
at a lesser value.
No. Now, see, they will never prove that one in court because it's got a lease on it. It makes no difference what they do with the afterwards after the lease. I can't buy land in Hawaii and put my house on it because it's almost all leasehold over there. I could get a loan up to 30 years to build a house. Mm-hmm. But after, you know, if the lease ends at 30 years, that's it. You know, the land is it's the owner's land. I just have permission for 100 years to put something there, which is what you all did. You all being the city, not you.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
So, but the lease is there. And it impacts on the sale of land and the sale of houses. So it's got an impact on the sale of this land here because it's got a lease on it. If it didn't have a lease on it, you should be in there screaming. But I don't see in court, and I guess I need somebody smarter than me, to show me that if it's lease-held land, you sold it under what it was worth by three separate appraisers who had no dog in the fight, and they all say it's worth this. How can you be in trouble?
The city of Reading would not be representing the people, the 90,000 of us in Reading, if they weren't getting the best price they can get for their property. Now, if McConnell wants to buy it the way they want to buy it, then we have to have a deed restriction saying that that lease is going to last the 88 years, which is the way we're selling it. If not...
I don't think you're going to see
Well, no, we're not.
What happens if Turtle Bay goes... Okay, so they buy this land. What if Turtle Bay goes out of business for some reason?
McConnell would own that piece of property.
So, yeah, but if there was a lease on it, they couldn't do anything with it, right?
Well, if there was a lease on it... Yeah, no, if McConnell went away, the lease would go away.
You know those guys... Remember the guys that bought Churn Creek out here, Gary? You know, to put the supermarket out there? Or not supermarket, but the big mall. Mm-hmm. They own some prime land right down there. Mm-hmm. And they bought it for the to put a mall there.
Yeah.
Do you think they can ever sell it to other people that want to put a mall there? that land's essentially worthless.
At the moment, yeah. Well, I mean,
see, that's the part.
You never know what's going to happen. But yeah, you're
88
right.
Years,
right now,
88 years from now.
Yeah. Well, the thing with it is though, that just as soon as McConnell and Turtle Bay are the leaseholders, if you will, on each side of the lease, the city's no longer involved. Do you think if they're going to go out and borrow money against that property to build XYZ? We have no idea really what they're going to put down there.
So what you need is what you want to see is what they're going to build there.
Well, it would be nice for the people of the city instead of doing like the city attorney says. Well, you just have to trust them. So
well, the city attorney says.
Yeah. Well, in the open session, we asked, you know, what are we going to build there? And Mr. DuVernay said, well, you just have to trust them.
Well. You know, it's going to be an interesting, Gary. I understand exactly why you're doing this. You're fighting like hell about it. But I also understand, you know, I guess it's because I understand lease. You know, leases.
And you understand leases, too.
I mean, it's got a lease on it. I mean, and mm-hmm. with three, if there was a, one, if two of the appraisers said, $2 million, I'd be right in there. But they're not saying that. But the big holdback, from what I understand, is we don't know what they're going to do afterwards. They could turn around. What your fear is that they're going to turn around and build a what? Condos?
Oh,
I don't think they build on that.
I don't
because the planning commission, everything is not even planned that way. And there's still only one way in and out of that place.
This is correct. This is
so what is the big fear? Is that they're going to turn around and sell
I don't know about the fear, Carl, but the biggest thing.
Or concern. Okay, fear is not the right word. But okay, there's a concern, and there should be a concern. That's what we pay you for. And by the way, I don't care if you go to those water meetings. Somebody's got to and come out and talk about it.
Well, and you learn an awful lot when you go to the water meetings, too.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
The thing that really boils down to it is we are 200 and some odd million, 50, 60 million dollars unfunded in pensions. And that's coming. We're on a payment plan.
No, I understand that.
So we're going to have to start picking up $10-12 million a year more than what we've been doing in the past to start. And that's going to last for 20, 25 years running out. So it looks to me as though the city, we need our streets taken care of. We need Foothill Water Plant. Needs work. The water tanks need work. I mean, there's work all over town. I mean, it's just progression as you go forward in time. And we need the money. And if we were to wind up getting $2, $4, or $7 million for that property, we could use that in different areas of the city.
Nobody's disagreeing with that. You know, for me, we need some vision on what to do with that river. I mean, right now we've got one restaurant on it above the river, and that's View 202. Plug. Anyway, but so where's the vision for what's going to happen in the next 5 years when all these things start coming, you know, when the leases start going away? What's going to happen to the river? Who's coming up with the vision for that, Gary?
Well, at the moment, there really can't be any vision for the river down there because it's all different areas
for,
that are leased.
For the next five years. We should be planning on it now.
Well, and if the market values, if the market
now, that's
forces.
Different.
If the market forces can become involved in what happens to that river, then you're going to start seeing. But right now, there's no way for any of them even to step
forward. For right now, but they're going to be like in the next 5 years, from what I understand, those leases are going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so now you've got lease-free
property.
So, but who's making the plans about what's happening down there?
Well, right now, nobody is because they're still under the lease. But there's going to be
All right, Gary. I want you to come back again and talk water with me.
And one more thing, if I could mention, Thursday night at the city chambers from 4:30 to 6:30, there's going to be a meeting with Caltrans. We put on a presentation about changing the traffic flow on California Street and Pine Street.
I hope you go out there and hit people with a baseball bat over this one. To take out one lane totally?
Are
you for that?
California would be – am I for it?
No.
No, I'm not. And then put a bicycle lane in over on the side.
I know.
And then have a buffer. So what? One thing, Carl, if I can real quick.
And we're like 3 minutes over, so hurry up.
All right, we'll go. Well,
I got other people waiting.
The state of California on September 15th will put a law into effect that any time you come up to a bicycle, you have to give them 3 feet clearance. Whether they're in your lane or whether they're in their bicycle lane, you still have to give them clearance to go around. So it's something that people are really going to have to start paying attention to. That meeting's 4:30, 6:30, Thursday night.
Thursday night. You know what? That's a good one to go to because do we really want to cut one lane out totally of California Street? And Pine? No. Okay.
Well, I don't
Gary?
Go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Gary. Give me a call after this, and we'll see if we can't roll you back in. This is my first day back, and I'm just totally behind. All right, Gary Cadd, and Gary, thanks a lot for coming in. I like talking about this because I always learn something new. So, okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain, the kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough, and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event. A salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
Ted Light here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our ladies-only personal protection class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Light, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, where we honor our veterans. Here to let you know, we now have offices located inside Eagles Landing at 3300 Bocelli Lane, Suite C, across from the bike shop. Come on in and learn about the services of Homeward Bound and learn about the museum project right here in Northern California. If you make a credit card purchase, a portion of the sale goes directly to the museum and Homeward Bound. We're looking forward to seeing you. Thanks for your support.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has the grandchildren, so that's where she is this morning. Good morning, my friends. It's 7:36 in the morning, 61 degrees out there. It's going to be hot today. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. If there is any jewelry you're looking for, go to see Leonard and his associates at State Jewelry. He specializes in that, but he has everything else. He also buys gold and silver. And he has the only trained watch repairman anywhere. Well, I shouldn't say that in Reading. Right there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drop right here in Reading. Okay, now, a little drum roll here. Do we have a little drum roll someplace? You know what? You've got to get off your internet, talking to your friends, and find drum rolls because we have Ken Murray, the voice.
Good morning, Carl.
Carl, his head barely fit through the door as it is.
I know. Hey, wait a minute. No, the last time he was in here, he called me a liar and yelled at me on my own show.
Well, yeah. I haven't been here in years.
Yeah, it's about right. Ken.
By the way, I go to Four Winds. They fixed my watches.
Do they? Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
Here, partner. It's good seeing you, huh? You're looking great, man.
I am great.
You look healthy and happy.
I'm healthy and happy.
Okay. Hey, well, you came in here for something besides just to say hello and bring in your big gulp.
I did. We're looking for folks to join us on June 21st. June 21st is the longest day of the year.
Uh-huh.
And we have an event to support the Alzheimer's Association, research done by the Alzheimer's Association. Alzheimer's is known by some as the long goodbye.
Oh.
Because...
Yeah,
most people, and I have some statistics
here
on that one third of those who die over age 65 have been diagnosed with dementia, and Alzheimer's the most common form of dementia. So we're putting on an event in conjunction with the Alzheimer's Association on the longest day for the long goodbye, and it's. Going to be at the Senior Citizens Hall. There's going to be duplicate bridge, party bridge, pinochle, bingo, games going on all day long. And we're inviting the public to join us. And if you have some other event you would like to be under our umbrella for that one day, if you want to put on a baseball game or a swimming meet or get a group of friends together and go for a walk, You know, the entry fees 100% go to the Alzheimer's Association. The longest day duplicate bridge starts at 9, party bridge at 10, pinochle at 10. Bingo, and bingo isn't held around here on Saturday nights. And there's a lot of bingo players in this town. It's going to start at 5 o'clock at the Senior Citizens Hall. There'll be a $5 entry fee. Uh-huh. That entry fee goes to Alzheimer's research. But they're going to have 50-cent cards, all the regular games, and they'll probably go to 3 in the morning. Who knows?
Well,
Bingo players are
in their own world.
They're aggressive. Yeah. They're involved.
So do you play bingo?
I have.
Yeah.
Especially on cruise ships. I want to rent a free cruise.
Oh.
I'm going to win.
You want to win one? Well, we're going on a cruise.
Where?
We're going on the British Isles here in August for 2 weeks. We took a page out of your all's book. And so we're heading on through Avante Travel. We're going there. And, yeah, I think they have a couple of cabins still open. But, yeah, it's going to be 2 weeks. We're going to go see all of Scotland and England, all around there, and end up on Normandy Beach.
Have you kissed the Blarney Stone yet?
Well, you know what? From what I understand, that kissing the Blarney Stone may not be that healthy. But I will probably go see the castle.
I know a little about your life. You've done a lot of unhealthy things.
You're right. So, Ken Moore, what have you been doing, man? I mean, politics, radio, everything. What have you been doing here for the last year?
Trying to sell real estate.
So?
Playing bridge. Enjoying life. Fishing.
Oh, okay.
It's wonderful. Staying out of the limelight.
Does that help doing that? Don't you? You miss it, though, right?
It helps my sense of well-being. one thing I know about being in politics is half the people hate you one day and the other half hate you the next day. You know?
Do you ever get love from all of them?
No.
Well, okay. You ever get hate from all of them?
I don't think so.
No. I think people are out there. You know what? What I've come to realize after in the last 4 years, 5 years, is that, and this is why we never endorse local politics at all, is that mm-hmm. these are our neighbors out there. And I think, for the most part, they're all doing the best they can. And in some cases, that everybody has, they have their views. And they've been elected to present those views. So.
My experience is that 99.9% of people who run for public office do so for the right reasons.
Yeah.
They want to make a difference in the community. They think they have some ideas. They have some values that represents a segment of the population. They want to be heard, and they want to do the right thing. I have a different opinion about people who stay in politics for a long time.
I think so, too. You know, I can't help but think that, you know, that the longer you stay in, the more power you get, the more, the harder it is to give that up.
Well, I call it the smartest man in the world disease. You get diseased, you know, you get elected, and pretty soon everybody's your friend, where before you get elected, everybody argues with you. After you get elected, everybody's your friend, and pretty soon you think you're smart because nobody's arguing with you anymore. And the truth is, they're just kissing butt to get ahead.
How about hubris in elected officials up in the national level, where they think nothing can touch them?
I think it's a crime punishable by losing the next election.
Yeah, you know, like people like Wiener and some of these others that, you know, I can't do anything wrong. I just send naked pictures of myself to 18-year-olds.
They put on their pants one leg at a time.
Yeah.
They probably ran for the right reasons. They got in there. They had this sense of entitlement, and they lost all contact with the people they were allegedly representing.
So, Ken, you've been tuned into this town for a long time. We got an election coming up here in the city council, and in this one of the things I'm asking everyone that comes on is their vision for the next 5 years of where Reading should be going, and specific ideas of where they should be going, or where Reading should be going. Instead of, I'd like to end world hunger. I want to know what they want to do, because, frankly, I don't know if I've seen vision in the last few years, or even, I don't know, from, I don't know, how long ago. What do you think?
I'm not sure vision. I'm not sure because someone has a vision, it means anything other than just pap to get you off their back. The truth is that nobody can change anything because they're only one vote. I mean, my experience when I first got on the council back in the 90s was that that the five council people could all agree on the five top priorities, but they couldn't agree on the order to do them in, and so nobody did anything. And running for office is totally different than being in office. You run for office to win. Being in office involves making the kind of compromises to incrementally get where you want to go. And to do that, you have to have others be on the same page with you. And that takes work.
So you need at least two others to agree.
Politics is the art of compromise. There's four other members of the council there. And if you can't convince them of your vision, then your vision means nothing.
Yeah. Hey, Taylor, let's take a quick break. Can you hang on for a while?
Sure.
All right. I'm here with Ken Murray and former mayor. You were mayor here, right? And city councilman and all different types of things to the city here, including a moving target now and then. So Ken Murray is with us. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how
become familiar with the lack of representation from our federal and state government, but shouldn't it be different with our local officials?
Hi, I'm Butch Schaefer, running for Shasta County Supervisor in District 5. If you're frustrated with the lack of response and representation from your local government official, with your vote, I will change that. I will work to streamline county fees to make new jobs available through small businesses, not more government, and increase safety through law enforcement and fire protection.
I'm Brad McDonald. I've lived in the Anderson-Cottonwood area for over 40 years, and I'm voting for Butch Schaefer for Supervisor District 5. Butch has a strong understanding of law enforcement. He recently retired from the Shasta County Marshal's Office. He will work hard to ensure that the law enforcement community in Shasta County is fully funded. Butch has established himself as a leader. His work as an Anderson City Councilman and Mayor are a testament to his dedication and loyalty to bring jobs to Shasta County. Please join me and vote Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5.
I'm Butch Schaefer, a man of the people, asking for your vote for Supervisor District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
So Boehner thinks he's cute when he goes on and says, I don't know any difference between, you know, establishment and the Tea Party. There's a lot of differences between status quo, big government Republicans, and we Reagan conservatives. A lot of differences. And we ain't giving up. You can delude yourselves over there at the Capitol Hill Club, but we're not giving up.
Starting Monday, one of the most listened to and respected radio hosts in the country joins the KCNR lineup as we welcome Mark Levin. The Mark Levin Show, 3 to 6. KCNR 1460.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's with the grandkids today. It's their first day in Redding. So, 7:48 in the morning, 61 degrees out there, going up into the 90s. Looks like we're going to be hitting 100, what, next week, I guess Bad Bob says. Say 100?
Soon as Thursday.
Oh, this Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a little announcement to make about that. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. You know what? Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. We went to the 10-year anniversary of Home Helpers. If you can believe, they've been going on for 10 years, last Wednesday night. And you cannot believe how many people just care about Sharon Clark and the work she does here. All her caregivers, we got to meet so many of them. And all of them are background checked. They've all been screened, bonded, insured. You don't get that everywhere. And Sharon gives a free in-home consultation. Ken Murray's on with us today, and he was just talking about this. June 21st is going to be this Alzheimer. It's going to be a fundraiser for Alzheimer's for the people there. And Sharon Clark is one of those people that provides super care for our aged who need some help but don't want to, you know, you don't want to put them into a rest home yet. You want to let them stay at home.
Right.
So, Sharon Clark, give her a call, 226-8350, Home Helpers. I can't say enough about, welcome to my world. I can't say enough about what they do at Home Helpers. Ken Murray's here. He just kicked Bad Bob.
He had my mic off.
Well, you know, can't be a reason for that.
It's because I have a few times opened mics too early and caught the random last word.
Yeah, the random, and it is the last word. That's why we have the dump button there. Okay, what do you think about what's going on around here, Ken? You know, you've been tuning in all this. Well, you know, Gary was just on with we're talking about the sale of the land down there to the McConnell Foundation.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's a great thing for the community. The lease doesn't go away just because McConnell buys it. The lease stays in place, so Turtle Bay retains effective control of it for the 88 years or whatever it is remaining on the lease. I think if the union thinks they're selling it for too little money, then they ought to go hire their own MAI appraiser. And I'll tell you, if they did that, they would come up with the same number that's already there, around $500,000. The lease is the lease. You can't get around it. You can't get over it. You can't get under it. It exists, and it devalues the property to the number that the McConnell Foundation is paying for it. And the hotel will add $700,000 a year to the general fund of the city. Yeah, that translates to more cups.
Yeah, TOT. All this kind of stuff goes into it. The bike thing, you know, we were talking about this bike lane out there with Gary. And you know what? Thursday night is a pretty important night out here. And I think it's, where's it going to be at? We'll need to bring Gary back.
I think it's in the community room at the city council, next door to the city council.
We'll bring him back in. Come on in, Gary. Where's it going to be at?
It's going to be Thursday, 4:30 to 6:30 at Redding City Council Chambers.
Okay, now see, here's the part I don't like about this. And yes, I know it's a state road. It's Caltrans.
Mm-hmm.
But how can, you know, it just offends me. It just offends me that Caltrans can come in and say, we're just going to take away a lane here. And we're going to give it to bikes. And there's more to it than that. Because a bike lane also, you have to give room if they come out of the bike lane. So you're taking a three-lane road and dropping it to two lanes.
Carl, even if they're still in the bike lane, if they're over in the left-hand side of the bike lane next to the vehicle lane, you have to give them 3 feet between the bicycle and you, so you'll be giving up some of your vehicle lane.
Yeah.
Well, let's remember some history here.
All right.
When I was on the council, Caltrans tried to give the street to the city of Reading, and we turned them down. Because if the city had accepted the street, then we accept maintenance for the street, the traffic lights, and everything on it. So it didn't make any financial sense for the city.
Was this the same city council that put Stillwater into motion?
Actually, Stillwater started in 2000 when I wasn't on the council.
Okay, good. Ken's he's almost on his fingers. Let me see. Okay, so at least that you were involved.
Although I
Did
like
I hear
still
crickets?
Yeah, well, so do the cows out there. You know, I mean, that's the only things out there is cows.
Me and the cows like it.
Hey, Gary, let me ask you here is just something. If somebody, how about bringing broadband into Reading?
Well, bringing broadband to Reading, you know, broadband's not too far away. It's out in the middle of I-5 right now.
Yeah, but it's going to take it. I think it's down in Willows or someplace like that. It's going to cost a few million to bring it up here. Would you support a sunset tax to get broadband up here?
Well, the glass is out here in the middle of I-5 right here. We can tap into it right out here right now.
I thought it was further south.
No, no. Caltrans put all those orange bundles they put in here a couple of summers ago in the middle of the freeway out here. So it's called black glass.
And so then we can bring it into Reading then?
Well, you just tie into that and bring it into it. But what the problem is the telephone companies don't want you to do it because they don't want to
This is the fiber optic cable, right?
The fiber optic cable. And see, what they're doing here in the city of Reading is they're pushing DSL over copper wire, which does not work. and you can't get your speed out of it. But if you had the glass, and the reason why I call it black glass is because light runs through the glass, and that's
right,
where you
right.
were
that's
used.
What, so that's your fiber optic
right,
runs.
Right. So if it's not being used, it's black glass. But I was just at a meeting last Friday with the League of California Cities down in Davis, and we were talking about the broadband.
Was this a paid trip, or did you do it on your own?
No, it was a paid trip. The city paid for it.
Actually, I tried to get the city to go for broadband in the mid-90s.
That would have been – I tell you what, you know what?
And
that, now, see, that's vision.
And here's the problem. You know, it takes 3 votes out of 5, and I was 1 vote out of 5. And, you know, and at the time, I was looking at the city of Palo Alto, who did it first.
Mm-hmm.
The city of Redding is perfectly situated for it because we own our own electric utility. And the same infrastructure that supports the electric utility could support broadband. Mm-hmm. But, like I say, it takes 3 votes to get anything done. In the mid-90s,
but
I didn't have
a vote. If it cost a couple million dollars to do this, let's just say, you know, to bring, and where would you end it up at? I mean, there's got to be like a terminal someplace. Would you put it out at Stillwater to help people? You know,
well, the terminal would be here in the middle of town and have be branch out through the areas of town,
mm-hmm.
going all you know west, east, north, south.
Well, the city owns 15 substations for the electric utility that completely circle the town.
So you could just run it through this. Then.
That's right.
Why don't we do that?
Ken is right. If we had broadband in this city, you would not believe.
Well, that's what I'm saying, guys.
Talk to him. He's on the council.
Yeah,
don't talk to me.
Why don't we hear this from the city council instead of whose cows are out on Stillwater? Why don't we hear this? Why don't we hear you or somebody say we need to bring the broadband into our city, because what that does is it tells people that wants to put industry here or put software people here is that we've got a high speed internet right here that you can work at.
Well, at 9:30 this morning, I'm going to be meeting with City Manager Kurt Starman, and I'll be giving a report on what happened at the meeting last Friday, and that will be one of the issues that we will be talking about.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's on the table.
To me, that's a vision. You know, 90, you wanted to do it, Ken, and I'm not patting you on the back,
go ahead.
True.
I need it.
I know. You probably do. But no, but see, that's what I mean by vision, Ken. That's what I mean by vision. If somebody that says something like that and it says, okay, well, then at that point, the people can get into it and force that to happen. I mean, they can. I mean, we can't, you know, the growth of this town and the industry is too important to leave to politicians. Let's just face that. But if the idea is there, you can get the people around you. You know, some people that believe in it that can help push this thing.
Actually, the growth in the town has been spurred by politicians historically. And if you look, for example, at the downtown mall that existed, okay, that was approved overwhelmingly by the population, but it was envisioned by the elected politicians at the time.
Okay, but what did I say earlier today? In, you know, vision. And you said, well, it doesn't work unless you have 3 of you that has the same vision.
You got to be able to sell your vision to the rest of the council.
But I believe if the people are behind this, it can sell that vision. And you can see it just the opposite direction is when they tried to build the mall down there. Everybody voted down. Okay, one more time. Hit your
longest day. If you want to participate in this Alzheimer's event, give me a call at 243-5634. It's Ken Murray, 243-5634, to sign up, whether it's Pinochle Party Bridge, Duplicate Bridge. Give me a call. And if you're a bingo player, just show up at 5 o'clock at the Senior Citizens Hall on June 21st.
Okay, and when's the big event here?
Thursday.
City
Council Chambers, 4:30 to 6:30.
Will people be able to talk? You can put them on, or do they have to wait till they wait to the end of the evening?
You know, I'm not exactly sure how Caltrans is going to run this, but they're probably going to take public comment, because I'm sure there's going to be people there talking.
Well, not if Missy can get her hands on it.
I didn't say that.
Just kidding. Come on, guys. It's Monday. I feel a little peckish. I've been on a Harley all week. Had soccer guys trying to kill me on the freeway. All right. Ken Murray and Gary Cadd. Talking about Caltrans and the Alzheimer's, and we'll push this too. Give me a call, and we'll push this thing to you on the Alzheimer's.
Caltrans and Alzheimer's in the same sentence is pretty funny.
And I kind of got that all in there at one time.
Are you 65 yet? You're on the verge.
Yeah. With you two, I'm like the kid in the room.
So is the California Street thing the same genius that came up with the Market Street tea?
I would imagine.
You know, this... You know, I can't imagine, you know, this whole thing is that it could be like 10 people that are there very, you know, very vocal and get them to cut that lane out. Everybody needs to show up for this thing. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Obama administration has unveiled a plan to sharply reduce carbon dioxide emissions over the next 16 years. Here's SRN's Greg Cluxton.
The new EPA proposal is a centerpiece of President Obama's efforts to combat global warming. It calls for U.S. power plants to cut carbon dioxide emissions by 30% by the year 2030. Some states will be allowed to emit more and others less. Exactly how states will meet customized targets likely will be pushed to the next administration. Republicans, as well as energy and manufacturing groups, are critical of the new plan. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Washington.
An American soldier who was kidnapped by the Taliban in Afghanistan in 2009 will eventually return to the U.S. now that he's been freed, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney telling NBC's Today Show the administration has no regrets over trading five Taliban leaders for Bo Bergdahl.
In a situation like this, you have a prisoner of war, a uniformed military person who was detained and held, and it was absolutely the right thing to do because the United States does not leave our men and women behind in armed conflict.
U.S. officials say Bergdahl's health and safety appeared to have been in jeopardy, and that prompted quick action to secure his release. U.S. manufacturing grew at a slower pace in May as measures of orders and production dipped.
The Institute for Supply Management says its manufacturing index dropped to 53.2 last month from 54.9 in April. The retreat is the latest sign that manufacturing activity is growing at only a modest pace. A measure of prices paid by manufacturers soared, a sign that factories are paying more for raw materials. If companies pass on those costs, that could lift inflation in the coming months.
That report from SRN's Jeremy House on Wall Street. Slow going for the Dow. It's down about 20 points. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
An official at Mount Rainier National Park in Washington State says there are no plans to recover the bodies of six climbers who likely fell thousands of feet to their deaths.
The area the avalanche beacons were detected on the Carbon Glacier is extremely dangerous due to continuous rock and ice fall. At this point, there are no plans to put people on the ground at the site because of the ongoing hazards.
And that word from Mount Rainier Park Ranger Fawn Bauer. American and British veterans have gathered at Portsmouth, England's Naval Dockyards to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the D-Day landings. Leslie Palmer Cruz Jr. actually parachuted in with the 505th Parachute Infantry and says he remembers that day like it was yesterday.
It's always there, every D-Day. And, of course, I remember things all during the year. But specifically on that day, I don't forget who was there and what we were doing.
And this is SRN News. The chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee has released details of a refashioned bill to address the problems plaguing the federally run veterans health care system. Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders posted a draft of his bill online yesterday and says that the bill will be proposed on the Senate floor this week. Just like his grandfather before him, Fabian Cousteau, descending to the ocean floor off the coast of Florida, try and set a new record for how long he can stay under. He's aiming for 31 days.
In a sense, Mission 31 is based on the first ever exploits of my grandfather's with Conshelf 2 of living underwater for a full month.
Cousteau began his 31-day endeavor yesterday, a small earthquake rattling west of Los Angeles, but it was not considered serious.
It just kind of felt like somebody was banging on my door, I have a very loose door.
That's John Mannheimer of Westwood, who spoke to KNBC-TV. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning on today, June the 2nd. I hope you're having a great day out there. We are right here. Linda is with the grandkids. That's right. We picked up the grandkids yesterday in Ontario and drove all the way back last night. So she's taking care of them this morning, doing things that grandmothers do with children, grandkids. Let's start our day off with Josh Wiley. Josh, Wells Fargo Advisors. Tell us what's going on, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets have moved slightly lower to start the week. Excuse me. Currently, the Dow's down 4 points at 16,713, while the Nasdaq's down 20 at 4,221, and the S&P 500's down 3 at 1,920. Oil's down 19 cents at $102.52 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.36%. Gold's up 80 cents this morning at 1,246, while silver's up 8 pennies at $18.76 an ounce. Some most actively traded stocks this morning: ExxonMobil's down 21 cents at $100.32. 3M's down a quarter at $142.28, while Tesla Motors is down $5.57 at $202.23. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 708, 808, 908 in the morning. Financial freedom, where do you put your money? Stock dividends, IRAs, KIOs, all these things. They are experts on this, and they're your neighbors. They want the best for you also. Give them a call at 243-7561 and then stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors. All right. Hey, Terry, good morning. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Carl?
We are peachy. How are you?
Good, good. Anyway, tonight at the Tea Party, we will be discussing the upcoming elections. We'll be talking about CARB. We'll be bringing up information. Sylvia Milligan and Dick Wright will be talking about the fact that Fred Kelly Grant is coming here on Wednesday, and we'll be interviewing potential witnesses on the hearing that we're having with CARB, Fred Kelly Grant, of course, being the attorney.
Right. He's out of Idaho, right?
Yes, sir. Yep. And we're going to be bringing CARB to the table on this. And that's tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church. We'll have some breakout groups, and we have a lot of new news on the state of Jefferson. So there's a lot of interesting things happening tonight, but we really want to encourage people to get out and vote, because that is the civilest thing we can do as far as letting our voices being known.
Being heard down there.
Hello? Pardon me?
Having your voices being heard. Hey, you know, on this trip I was making, we all were in the news about the state of Jefferson in Arizona. They had articles about it, and they had a segment on the news about this. And it's amazing to see it, how people are talking about the state of California wanting to divide itself, and how many supporters it has, which are more and more and growing every day.
Well, we were with the Associated Press on Tuesday for about half the day filming, and there was an article on the front page of the paper about that. Also, MSNBC flew out here from New York and interviewed Mark Baird up in Yreka on Friday. And then, of course, Friday night we had a town hall. in Fall River, and the next morning we went out and did the air show they have out there that the posse puts on. It was the air posse. It was great. They actually had 750 people that they served breakfast to. In fact, our sheriff was one of the people cooking. And last year they had 600, so they were up by 150. And I would say they probably had about another 200 more that came in. And we had a booth there. And, of course, as you know, Sovereign Minds and We the People were broadcasting from there. So mm-hmm. It was really quite an event. And we talked to sometimes crowds of 15 and 20 people at a time. I'm not just saying this. We were by far the busiest booth. And I've, people are really looking at this as a solution to a lot of the problems that we have, because really and truly, we're not the only state doing this. We're in communication with other states. And it's going to be an interesting next couple of months, that's for sure.
I think so.
Tomorrow should be interesting. Yeah.
Okay, Terry, hey, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Yep.
All right, take care.
Okay, our guest today, it's the beginning of the month, the first Monday of each month, in Joy Magazine, Rhonda Ball, James Masson. Good morning. Oh, but first, before we do that,
we should let folks know what's going to be happening.
The weather.
We are looking at century mark temperatures possibly by Wednesday. An updated report just came through from the National Weather Service. Today's high will be in near 92. Call that 95, actually. They've just upgraded that prediction. But by Wednesday, we could see 100 degrees. Currently in Reading, it is 67, and overnight lows will be warming up as well. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Senior and veterans discounts. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Okay, Bob, thanks for keeping me on track here. Okay.
Rhonda Ball. Good morning.
James Masson.
I almost didn't recognize Bob. From the back, he looks like Shrek today. With those headphones.
Oh, those headphones, right? He's got these gigantic
neon green headphones.
There you go.
Boy, do they sound good.
I bet. They do. You know, you're right. It's Shrek or he's a member of the Vagos motorcycle gang. Yeah. One of the two. Okay. Hey, you know what? Great cover.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
That's a great cover. I tell you what, the magazine continues to excel.
Yeah, this is a... homage to, obviously, Father's Day. You know, last month we had that great cover that was black and white with the hair curlers that give you kind of that mother-daughter thing.
And that was cute.
It was.
This month we're thinking of fathers, and there's this great shot of a father and his three sons in a canoe, and they look like they're out having a good time doing some fishing and paddling. And that's
what we're all about, you know. We've got the great Sacramento River and the great lakes. And
we always forget to tell people, you know. I mean, it's funny. You take for granted what we do. But I mean, mm-hmm. we don't. But it's, you know, we do it every day. We forget. And I wrote myself a little note to remind myself that, you know, Enjoy Magazine is a really, really well-rounded publication, if I do say so myself. You know, we have food, adventures, outdoor activity, active stories. We have things for kids and, parents and inspirational and giving back. I mean,
it's been doing it for almost eight years, really
diverse magazine, and there's always something in there for everybody. So I encourage people, you know, you don't always have to, even though, you know, you guys are very complimentary. Many people are complimentary by our covers. You really can't judge a book by its cover because you just have to take a look inside, because you're going to find something for yourself in there.
I think so, too. You know what? And if you can't find something in there that you like, then there's, you know, then we go back
We'll let you say it.
then we go back to the point of you're just taking air up. Hey, you know, we're going to take a quick break. But, you know, one of the things I want to talk about, too, is Alliance Heating and Air is because of this heat. Mm. Alliance Heating and Air, Martin says, the first day it is officially 100 degrees, and that looks like it could be Thursday. The first person to call him at 221-2642 at Alliance Heating and Air, and he will donate $100 to their favorite charity.
Oh, wow.
The first day it's 100, officially 100. He will donate $100 to your favorite charity by you give him a call, 221-2642. And let me tell you something. If you don't have him out there already – checking out your air conditioning system, checking it out, make sure it's working, and to make sure that it's all the ducts are working, the filters are working, and it can save you money that way, then you are being foolish. You are being the ones that aren't reading Enjoy Magazine. Anyway, Alliance Heating and Air, again, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We're going to take a break now. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got the grandkids.
Become familiar with the lack of representation from our federal and state government, but shouldn't it be different with our local officials?
Hi, I'm Butch Schaefer, running for Shasta County Supervisor in District 5. If you're frustrated with the lack of response and representation from your local government official, with your vote, I will change that. I will work to streamline county fees to make new jobs available through small businesses, not more government, and increase safety through law enforcement and fire protection.
On the 3rd of June, I'm voting for Butch Schaefer for Supervisor District 5. Hi, I'm Gary Cressy. I've lived and worked in the Reading area since 1952. I've never met a more qualified candidate than Butch Schaefer. 12 years on the City Council in Anderson, 3 terms as mayor, 15 years on the Anderson Fire District Board, former president of the California State Marshal Association, currently on the Anderson Union High School School Board. Ethics and honesty are Butch Schaefer's rules of life. Please vote for Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5. Thank you.
I'm Butch Schaefer, a man of the people, asking for your vote for Supervisor District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 818 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 65 degrees out there, going up to 94 today. Going to hit 100 this week. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? Father's Day is coming up. So if you go down there and with the purchase of a Zippo lighter or a humidor, you can get into a drawing for a Zippo men's watch. They also have the new cigar, H. Upman. It's the banker. So, but it hasn't been backed by the Obama administration because, you know, they usually put a lot of money in banks. Okay. That was just it's Monday. All right. Anyway, of course, Espresso Joe's with those icy drinks because it's going to be hot, and coffee there at great prices for you. And veterans always, always, always get discounts down there at Tobacco and Brew. And right now, on the new business name is Fox Wildside next to them. And it's got collectibles and antiques just opened up down there at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts. Tobacco and Brew. All right. Run the ball. James Masada. It's Father's Day month, so you had the picture of the father on there with the sons and all that. And then, and you know what? You're absolutely right, but you said it has something for everybody.
It really does.
And you know what? Here's I hate to say this, but I really like your ads, too.
Well, that's good.
Your ads are pretty cool in there. I mean, really. I mean, they are. I mean, sometimes you got bad ads. I mean, not you, but I mean, you look at them.
Bad ads.
There's bad ads. You go, I wouldn't go there. But you have good ads.
Good.
What's Hopsters?
Hopsters. John Lewis did the story, and it's actually about three breweries in the North State, three craft breweries. So
people are working hard in Northern California, or I should say, in the Redding area or Greater Shasta County, to get these microbrews back
up and going.
Right.
It's Wild Card and a bunch of others.
We've turned a leaf, or we've turned a hop. And we're seeing success now, and so
turn to hop.
So yeah,
this story talks about Wild Card Brewery, Fall River Brewing and Company, and California Brew Company,
which is new in Palo Cedro.
Yes.
So why do you think all these are popping up?
Well, they've been doing it for a long time. I mean, microbrewing, you know, has become popular and has continued to grow. I think the article talks about there's like something. What do you remember, Rhonda? 2,768 craft brews in the United States or in the country right now. I think it's people are exploring beer, you know. The mass brands have been there forever. You know, people are venturing out and expanding their palate and realizing that beer is like wine. It's, you know.
And they add all sorts of new things to the beer, peppers and
change it.
Yeah,
and honey,
fruit, and
you know what? For the first, you know, maybe they do it around here because I don't go to the bars a lot. But on the ride I was on in Arizona, I saw they're taking just well vodka, and they're cutting up peppers like jalapenos and all these others and putting them they're infusing it in there, and it stays in there for not just a day, it stays in there for a long time, and they use that in Bloody Marys and other drinks,
right.
And they put olives in there and all these different things. I mean, have you seen that around
Bloody
here?
Marys.
Okay, so see, I haven't seen that before, but I thought, well, you know, but I saw it in several bars. I guess it was.
Cocktailing is coming back.
Yeah,
I mean, like we've in the past we've done some articles now. On bitters, there are a lot of
the bitters,
and those are used for an old fashioned cocktailing. And that art is coming back.
We have bitters, in fact, in my bar.
Yeah,
I usually put it on some of my finger and let the dog lick it and watch him run around in circles and fall down. because she trusts me, and then, you know, and she won't. But then I wait a week and she comes back and I lick my finger. You know, so, okay, but the beer,
yeah.
So
they're doing very well, and all of them have seen amazing growth.
That's great. We need
one
that.
Of them is tripling their sales this year. They're putting in all of them seem to be putting in more of the fermentation vats. Amazingly enough, too, you know, we all know Sierra Nevada that started out as a microbrew and has grown into a huge company, and they're actually a huge proponent of these smaller companies starting. And they spend time and will give them insight and help them get on their feet. And I just think that's an amazing thing.
I remember one of the companies around here was having a problem with the water because they used the they used last year's water to be able to give them this year's water. Well, they weren't in the business last year, and they are growing by leaps and bounds. I'm not going to mention which one it is. But they didn't have enough water. Yeah. So now they had, so there had to be some kind of deal struck that they so they could use enough.
That's
so
crazy.
Yep.
So when were you in Arizona?
Was there Thursday,
so
Friday,
was
and Saturday.
So was Rhonda.
I was there Wednesday and Thursday.
You were?
Yeah. Is there a helmet law?
That was you?
Is there a helmet law in
no.
Arizona? I didn't think so because I saw people riding motorcycles without a helmet.
Where were you at?
That's weird.
Where were you at?
In Glendale.
Well, see, you were in the south. We were up in the north.
Oh, okay.
Up there.
Yeah.
Rhonda was busy on the ground talking to our new writers and photographers for our new magazine in Arizona.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
It was great.
Okay, let's hear it.
So we are in the throes of expanding the magazine into two new territories. I won't mention the second because we're still underway, but we actually have sales going on currently, and Rhonda flew out there to meet with prospective writers and photographers for Enjoy Greater Glendale, which is a massive suburb of both Scottsdale.
It's huge.
It's huge.
And it's huge
up there. new. I mean, I couldn't believe, and I could not believe the shopping.
Glendale's been there a long time.
Uh-huh.
But you're right. You know, a lot of things are exploding down there, too, because a lot of businesses are moving out of California, a lot of people moving out of California, and then you get into these, very boutique-y stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
May I make an observation?
Please.
The prevailing wisdom is that dead tree media is a thing of the past. It's archaic. It's a dinosaur, like AM radio. And you guys are expanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. And you know what? The thing is there's a reason for that. And we know what it is. Now, are they going to send the stories up here and then.
Yeah, we're going to
everything's
going to
be laid
here
out here and then
for now.
And then shipped down there and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you're expanding out. Does a lot of people know this?
We're just starting to talk about it. Yeah,
well, you just talked about it here.
Yeah, I've been talking about it a little bit, but
so you were down.
It's really happening.
It's happening now.
Yeah, the writers are all on board. They're really enthusiastic and some great photographers, and it's going to be a lot like this.
Yeah,
you know.
So you're not really You know, of course, they have Arizona Highways. Of course, Arizona Highways has been around for 100 years, and there's only so many stories about that, but what you're doing is completely different.
It's really
a different concept.
All about the community.
Just like we are
and
here.
And we say Greater Glendale because it's part of Glendale, Peoria. Sun City. Sun
City, yeah.
Yeah. So we've taken a niche of that area that doesn't currently have its own branded publication because there are very high-end magazines from Scottsdale and Phoenix.
Sure.
But those, you know, and we appreciate them. I do. I appreciate fine things in life. But when you flip through them, it's all about, you know, just, again, that mass branding.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, people like that. But we're giving them a different option. You can have your mass branded publication.
But then you're going to see your neighbors in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I used to live there. And, well, my parents did in Litchfield Park. And then they went back to Sun City at one point. So that area down there is so many people. And a lot. So something like this Enjoy magazine for there, I can see would be a huge, huge success.
And ultimately, when these other magazines get their foothold up and running, I mean, there's no 100% guarantee, but my vision is that they will have their own store like we do here. And then over time, what we will do is
will they have their own radio station?
Can you go over there once a month? And
you know what?
We'll cross-pollinate our products.
We can do Skype.
I tell you what, here's the thing about that is that the business model for Enjoy and the business model that we put together can work in almost any small community.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. It can
absolutely
work. And it's worked successfully here. There's no reason it couldn't work anywhere. So, great. You know what? That's super news, and I'm very, very proud to hear that and have you all talk about that here on the show. I really am.
Yeah, you're the first to put it through the air.
Well, you know what? This is – you know what? I am just – you know what? That's absolutely great. I am so glad you all are doing that because, you know, one of the things – because I was limited on room is I took a T-shirt and a bar of soap to my friends. And the bar of soap, of course, came from
Enjoy the Store.
Awesome.
Which one did you give them?
It was a very nice smelling, kind of like a potpourri type thing. It was for her.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And she goes, ooh, I smell good.
I was wondering if you gave him monkey farts or something like that.
Not now.
That's one of our number one selling soaps.
Well, you know what? Frankly, and you know what? And having sniffed the soap, it's not bad. And I probably should have at some point because after you've been riding a Harley during the middle of Arizona and you were down there up there where we were at, you know, monkey farts would have been the nicest thing about it. In fact, should have given it to the German guys we met up there that were riding across country too. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take an early break because I don't know where to go to after that, frankly. And we'll come back and talk about fish story.
I mean,
and
everybody needs to process the monkey thing.
Yeah, the monkey fart thing. You know, in fact, that's good. We just ran off everybody in the chat pack. Gotta run. Okay. See you, Sonny. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of your financial details. Yes, smart people do good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us, 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity. for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:31 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 65 degrees, going up to 94 today. So this would be a good day to get a lot of things done. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I'm going down there today or Thursday to get my haircut. And DC Tim and the Man in Black. Discounts for veterans and seniors, man's last stronghold. You know, it is absolutely a fantastic place. It's the Cheers of Barbershops. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue across from that subway. My guests are Ron DeBall and James Masada, and they just announced as they're going to start Enjoy. Okay, what is it? Enjoy?
Greater Glendale.
Enjoy Greater Glendale. Going to expand down there. You've expanded your stores. And, of course, once you expand down there, then the store has to follow.
Hopefully.
And then pretty soon, and then you go up to Flagstaff. Enjoy the Flagstaff Northern Arizona one because, you know what, I was up there. And, you know what, it is a happening place. It's at, you know, university up there, and it is jumping. And this was during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just, you know what I mean, so there is another place I would take a look at. Of course, then you have Sedona with all that.
Oh, right, mm-hmm. Right.
There's so many different places that you could do. But you could do your business model in any state, if you pick that right spot.
Sure, absolutely. Right.
Anyway, okay. Let's go on back to other things. I'm seeing what's your favorite story in this one?
Well, mine is one that I actually got to work on. Every once in a while, you know, Rhonda throws me a bone and lets me go out into the world again and work on some stuff. So mine is
at least you didn't throw like monkey farts at you.
Yeah. Mine is the article that's called Jet Expectations. And I was listening. I was eavesdropping to your guests earlier today while I was out waiting in the lobby, and I heard them talking about the high-speed internet, or you guys were talking about high-speed internet.
Yeah.
And, you know, Reading actually has quite a few very interesting, innovative tech companies that are here. And I, when I mean that, I just mean across the board. And
right.
They're entrepreneurs, and they produce some pretty amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really like to see that kind of growth happen here.
That's the kind of things I really believe. That's why when you get that, if you could get that high speed.
Give us an advantage.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we need. That type of pipe that gives
Absolutely.
Us the ability to have people come in here.
Yep.
You don't have to bring in a factory. You could bring in, you know, you could take a store and put 15 people in there, or a storefront, but
even an idea factory.
But what you need though is you need that fiber optic cable.
Mm-hmm.
You need the big tube.
Yep.
So that people can come in here and hook into that.
I agree. Yep. So this is kind of a story that's a really great success story, an innovator. His name is Rob Inner. He is well known in the area already as an innovator. He has the what people have seen for years that, and of course I'm losing my mind right now. I can't remember what the name of it is, but we did a story on it. The Sea Breacher. There you go. Thanks, Rhonda. Where I got to go out and shoot with him that, and it's this that machine that looks like a dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
That you ride in, and it jumps out of the water.
I think we talked to him years ago.
Yeah. No,
it's been around since the 80s when it was called the Bionic Dolphin.
I remember we had him on the show a long time ago. Well, there's a new generation of water sports that have been happening, and it's been around for just a little bit. But if you've seen those are those jet packs that you put on, and then they have the water thrust, and you kind of fly up into the air. Well, now this is kind of 2.0, and this is called the Jetivator. And this is invented here in Reading and is produced and manufactured almost 100% here in Reading. I went and saw their facility.
Uh-huh.
Rob and his staff invited me out to a private lake where I got to do a photo shoot and watch it happen. So we, on page 35, have this great three-page story on the Jetivator, which is basically like a really cool, high-tech looking bike that has three thrust nozzles. What's unique about this is that you ride it versus it strapping to your back. And the also very unique thing is it doesn't have its own motorized or pressure system. It actually connects directly to your own watercraft, so your own jet ski. It's a very short installation process to be able to just hook this to your jet ski, and away you go. And it's sexy. The bike is so cool looking and modern and cool.
You hook the bike to your jet ski?
Yeah. So it's got this hose that hooks to the bike.
Yeah, I see that.
And then the hose from the bike goes to the back of your jet ski. And just mind-blowing. I mean, the pictures
are... You go up in the air. How far up in the air are you going?
Well, the tube that he had that carries the flow is a 60-foot tube that we were on. So he technically can reach 60-foot heights. So
crazy.
We're going to actually take some pictures later for them where they're going to go to the Sundial Bridge, and I'm going to be on the deck of the bridge, and he's going to be level with me or above me, flying above the side of the bridge. That's how high he can go. And then on top of it, you know, it's not just that, but he can do flips and like dive from the air. So like dive into the water. It's unbelievable.
So you're using the jet ski as a power plant.
Power plant.
The motor in the jet ski pumps the water, so the jet ski just sits there.
So there's somebody riding behind you then.
Somebody is on the jet ski, and that is your kind of person, like your safety, your flagger. So
so you can be right behind him and go straight up in the air, go down.
The jet ski can still has propulsion.
Yeah.
So you can actually ride this like, you know, you could be 2 feet above the water and moving forward at like 30 miles an hour when the jet ski is behind you. And then immediately almost stop on a dime and climb straight up in the air like a rocket up 60 feet. And then, like, fall and flip and then catch yourself before you hit the water or dive into the water. I mean, it's amazing.
You know, and he says that he can pretty much get anybody out there and riding it within 10 minutes.
Here's your chance.
Yeah.
Run.
Well, he offered that to us.
And I'm going to. I just that day didn't have time because I had to get back to the office for something.
Well, you also had to stop by the church and get those last rites.
Yeah.
So,
and then the really cool thing is the bikes come in. It's like, you know, like your iPods or whatever. They come in all kinds of multiple colors.
Yeah, I see red and orange.
We have orange, yellow, green, blue.
Yeah. That's page 35. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I encourage.
And in Reading.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing.
And their manufacturing facility is amazing. You go in there, and they literally are employing dozens of workers who are there machining all the stuff.
That you never hear about.
No.
Right. See, there are many, many businesses that are international businesses right here in Reading that, I mean, sell everywhere, and you don't hear about it. Oh, Reading, it is here.
Yeah.
And that's why, though, you need to be able to nurture it and bring in the fiber optic cables and things like this, because these are the kind of things that will be attracted.
Use like still water that's out there and subsidize and give companies the ability to come in and give it to them so that they can start businesses here.
How about taking kids, not kids, but college graduates that come in and put in, this is my idea, you know, and they, you know, and we have like a contest of businessmen that come in and say, okay, and this is my idea, this is what I want to do, and you give them a storefront and electricity for a year, and then go from there.
It's very small in the scheme of things, and the help
absolutely nothing
is amazing.
But then you have mentors there from the business community.
But my point
community.
Is, it's a very small gift that goes a long way.
It does.
And I know this because I have a store, and I see my bills, and I know where the money is absorbed.
Oh, sure we do.
And if you had a little something to get your feet through the first 24 months of business, it would make all the difference.
Sometimes that $500 or $600 a month is a huge thing.
Yep.
I mean, and it is. I mean, you know. So, okay, we've solved that problem. All right. I like this. I'm going to have to go out. We'll have him back on again.
Yeah,
I'll talk
to.
About
and
this.
He is just a hoot, let me
I
tell you.
He
he's originally from New Zealand. Loves the United States, came here.
You know, why do they come here? It's because they can build things like this, and they don't have the government oppression on them, and they come here because they can become somebody.
Yeah.
It's great. Okay. That was great. Page 35.
Yep. So these are only $6,975 starting out at, which is kind of affordable. I mean, if you think about
the watercraft world.
Right.
But, I mean,
but the more of them they sell,
right.
the cheaper they're going to be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. All right.
Yep. So.
I also asked him about, too, the frustration, you know, patents. I said, do you have a patent on this? And he said, well, we've got them, you know, they're pending. And I said, oh. And he goes, but since the time it's taken to get the patents approved and pended, three other companies have knocked them off, one in Russia, one in Canada, and one somewhere in Asia. And so I said, well, how do you compete against that? And he said, you know, all you pray about is that it takes them a long enough time to knock it off that you're coming out with Generation 2, that's better than what they've just come out because they're knocking
that's
you off.
That's a great point.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, gosh, you know, so frustrating.
We know those guys who make those tires here in town,
the bicycle wheels.
The bicycle wheels. Chinese have been trying to get him to open up a factory in that country for decades, and he won't do it. Okay. And the reason he won't do it is because his mixture, how he makes it, they can't figure it out.
Unless they're hacking his computer and stealing his intellectual property.
Which they do. But, I mean, so he's not going to put anything over there.
Yeah. Right?
So even though he ships a lot of tires over there, turn around, put it on bikes and ship them back here, he's not going to do it.
Yep.
Good. Okay. What else we have? Bon Appetit.
The 8th annual Taste of Reading is this Sunday. So we have a little story about that, how it started, and talks about who's going to be there. So that's a good read if you are looking for something fun and tasty to do this weekend.
Yum.
We also have a story about, we have some tips on traveling with a toddler now that it's school is out and vacations are beginning. Some really great tips about.
This is a well-written, in-depth, you know.
Yep.
I like the one. We have one that's called Hardwired because I'm
Tech
Guru. Caden, how do you say his last name?
Moniz.
Yeah,
I'm not really sure.
Caden, for butchering your last name. Anyway, this is a young gentleman that lives in Red Bluff, and he's 13 years old, and I just love young people.
What a great
that
face.
Are,
what a great smile.
Are motivated and just do things that are above and beyond what your typical teenager will do. This young kid starts his day at 5:20 every morning. He's 13 years old. And he has started his own online magazine that is tech related. So he's a little tech guru. He spends the morning combing the internet for new trends and technology, and publishes them in his tech magazine and does reviews on, you know, phones and tablets. You know, his goal is to go to UC Berkeley. It warms my heart because I just love young people that, you know,
they have that ambition.
That ambition,
and,
yeah.
And that
yeah.
passion, too.
Well, and there you see a person that potentially, you know, those are the type of people that you see are going to go on to do great things because mm-hmm. they have that drive. It talks about him
those
he gets up in the morning.
Those are the ones you like
and,
to see get, be mentored right. in yes. this as they're growing.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah. somebody to, yeah, exactly. Pick them and say, you know what, I'm going to support you because you're worth investing. And not that all children aren't worth investing, but you know, if when you show these types of skills that are just self-driven, and then he's got his own, like, you know, basically computer lab where he's converted like a 32-inch flat screen TV into this huge monitor that he, you know, works off of and stuff. So,
and he has a DJ business too. So yeah. he does plays at school dances. He also he creates his own music through the, you know,
synthesizers
kind of, yeah,
and everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow. So he does that. And he's 13, you know, and he's making a living and he buys his own equipment. And it's just, I love stories like this. It's just a neat kid.
Did you hear that, Bob?
Mm-hmm. We have to get in touch with him and let him see if he wants to contribute to the Boomer Deck thing.
There you go.
That
would be good. That would be good to have a 13-year-old in here talking about
that. And that's,
that.
Again, perfect opportunity and example to, you know, pat the, not us, but the magazine on the back. That is its purpose.
Well, that's it. You know,
is to highlight these people so that, you know, people like Bob and other people that have similar likes and do things like that, to get them to be able to draw other people in and give them exposure yeah. and, you know.
Put them on the radio. Boomer Tech is for the, you know, the boomer generation. But when yes. you get a 13-year-old, you need that, you know, you bring that and you nurture that. And that's the whole thing we're talking about in is business is almost, is it is a community venture when you can bring in these new kids or young people with great ideas. You nurture them, you mentor them, you give them a break. And the next thing you know, you've got Yahoo
yeah.
coming out. And or the newest version. Anyway, hey, we got to take a quick break here. My guests, Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. Soon you'll also be Enjoy the Greater Glendale Experience and Enjoy New York, Manhattan. Enjoy Raleigh, North Carolina. The oh, okay. We'll be right back after these messages.
We've all become familiar with the lack of representation from our federal and state government, but shouldn't it be different with our local officials?
Hi, I'm Butch Schaefer, running for Shasta County Supervisor in District 5. If you're frustrated with the lack of response and representation from your local government official, with your vote, I will change that. I will work to streamline county fees to make new jobs available through small businesses, not more government, and increase safety through law enforcement and fire protection.
Hi, this is retired Shasta County Supervisor Trish Clark. It is time that Shasta County and the 5th District have a representative that remembers who they work for, puts the interests and safety of their constituents first, makes it clear that Shasta County is open for business and will help businesses create jobs. That person is Butch Schaefer. Please join me in casting your vote on June 3rd for Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5.
I'm Butch Schaefer, a man of the people, asking for your vote for Supervisor District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Redding. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer.
If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue. Hey, you know what? If you can't find a good deal down there, you're not trying. It's kind of like the people that don't read Enjoy Magazine or don't go to Alliance. You know, what are you doing? You know, you're going out there looking for that Dodge Ram, Ford.
If you couldn't find a car, you're crazy. Lincoln. My gosh, I just saw them do their big show at the Civic.
That's right. You know, and, I mean, it is huge out there. So many cars, great prices, and their service department is just outstanding. Reading Crown Motors, again, 555 Cypress Avenue. Hey, by the way, Dan Fagan's show is no longer with us. Dan, I believe, went home. So starting today, Mark Levin is going to be with us. And Mark Levin is a brilliant talk show host and an author of great note and importance. I've read several of his books, and so we have a chance to bring him with us, and we are. So he's going to start today at 3 p.m., the Mark Levin Show.
Cool.
Okay, let's go back to Rhonda Ball and James Masada for our Enjoy Magazine fix.
Well, before it gets too late in the game, I want to plug, obviously, Enjoy Movies in the Park, which starts this Friday at Caldwell Park.
And the whole month of June is fundraising for Dancing with the Stars.
That Rhonda's doing?
Yep.
Okay, Rhonda.
So what is our first movie?
It is
Dirty Dancing.
No, Frozen.
It's Frozen.
Oh. Disney's Frozen, yeah.
Oh, you can't do Dirty Dancing, can you?
You could. As long as it's PG-13 and below. So
I think it is PG-13.
But that leads me into, okay, so we have, and I'm working on, so everybody, there's been a little bit of a freak out that we're not doing it. We are doing June, July, and August, same places we always do. July and August movies have not been posted, but will be shortly. So we have the month of June up there. Just hang tight with us.
Okay. Now, where is this located at?
This one's the first month of June is always the first, or is the Friday, every Friday in June will be at Caldwell Park. And then the last Saturday of the month, we'll be down in Red Bluff supporting them.
And I'll be doing fundraising on the Friday nights at Caldwell Park. The second week, on the 13th, I'm going to be doing we're going to be pre-selling $10 tickets for tri-tip dinner.
So a movie.
So you can purchase your dinner between 6 and 8 and then stay for the movie. The movie's going to be Wizard of Oz, and we ask you to come dressed as your favorite character, and you could win a prize, and... we're going to be selling glow necklaces and all kinds of stuff. So,
and we'll have our famous kettle corn there.
And we'll have raffle prizes.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
When's that going to be?
The 13th is when we're doing the barbecue, but every Friday night we're doing something.
Okay.
Yes. Oh,
because
we
got the kids.
And I plugged that. And I plugged that because of our story on page 71, which is called First Act. And this is the Shasta Lands Children's Film Festival. So there's a new film festival starting, and it's a children's based, and they do short films. But we are partnering with them on this month of June, and we'll be showing little blippets of what they're going to be doing and showing for the film festival before our movies.
How old are the kids?
I think, what did it say really in here? It doesn't really say.
Out of the local schools, the art.
Yeah.
You know, talking about movies, I'm seeing more and more stuff about directors up here and people are filming movies up here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I understand there's going to be a Western starting to film up here this spring.
I talked to Bob about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, this should be a mecca for film producing.
Well, you know,
because we have a diversity of scenery that you could almost look like you're anywhere in the world, from plateaus to lush forests to jungles to caves. I mean, I just went on the scenic byway with my son for 3 days, and we went in cavings and we climbed a cinder cone. And, I mean, the land was just mind-blowing. I mean, you could have been on Mars. You could have been anywhere.
Alien landscape.
Well, we're going to be going up to Modoc County, going through the lava tubes and looking at all that here this, you know, tomorrow and
that
Thursday.
That was freaky.
But, you know, I asked a movie producer that has done several movies that I actually heard of. Big grossing movies. I said, any chance you coming up here? He says, I tell you what, our budgets are this much money. And it seemed to me a huge budget. And he says, because you have to bring everybody up here from L.A.,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we don't have a studio. We don't have some of the stuff. He says the cost becomes exorbitant, you mm-hmm. know, because you're still close enough, but you don't have a lot of facilities. So that's why it costs so much. So it's difficult to do. But it doesn't mean that it can't mm-hmm. happen. It just means is that maybe in a smaller version, but then as it does get well known, as you're saying, is maybe they can start building some facilities up
here. Well, that's what we need here is we need a place that is a hub or an anchor for them, a place where, you know, equipment can be storaged and a springboard where they, you know, they come in the morning, they have their equipment checks, they go out, they come back, that kind of stuff.
You have technicians here that can take care of a lot of that stuff so they don't have to bring them in, you know.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So
another story I wanted to mention is that the Sundial Bridge is celebrating its 10th birthday. They're going to have big celebrations starting the 20th of June. And
huge.
Yes.
It's so, a huge celebration.
Huge.
Huge.
10 years. And you know what? Maybe we'll get Patrick Jones to walk across.
Maybe.
I'm working it hard.
I covered the opening of the bridge when there was like 10,000 people crossing it at the same time.
Let me tell you something. That was I have been across there when there's been like 3,000 or 4,000 people walking. I don't like it.
Me neither.
No, I don't like it. It's like being on the upper deck of a destroyer
Very
in a storm.
Surreal, yes.
It is. And you think to yourself, is this meant to have this many people on it?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it is, but I don't like it.
I don't like it. It moves.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and it probably loses its arc. It probably goes flat.
It did.
Yeah.
It's designed to have people shoulder to shoulder its entire length.
It is, huh? Well,
wow.
Well, good. But not walking. you just march out there.
Everybody
and stand there.
Jump at once.
Let's not do that. Okay.
And then I also want to mention our Enjoy the View this month is a beautiful photo of the Sundial Bridge that Frank Cradafil took.
Oh,
and
great.
Oh,
great photo there.
He's so amazing.
Now, can you get these photos? Can you buy these photos?
You can, but you would have to go through the artist. We've created an initiative just recently that allows us to be able to potentially be able to pull these things together and create like a calendar for the end of the year.
Be a middleman or something like this where you can get all
We're
of those.
Proceeds.
But let me also say one thing, that I have 12 beautifully framed Enjoy the View photos that were taken by 5 different photographers that will be at Enjoy the Store. So
right.
And they're already done. So there's some of Frank's, Shelly,
and
Edwards,
that's part of your fundraising,
and it's part of my fundraising. So, they're going to be for sale at.
So you get
Enjoy
a beautiful picture, and money goes to one safe place.
Have you ever seen Doug McConnell stuff?
Oh yeah, he's been one of our.
He actually,
yeah.
That's what I thought. I thought he's been in there too. You know, he just takes such.
He's
fantastic.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
And then also quickly, we always do this. I don't know if Rhonda is it quarterly. Or what do we do?
Yes, they're quarterly.
So it's called By the Letter, and we do feature books. And I see, we do book reviews. And so this month, and you can always get these books at Enjoy the Store, which we're really proud to carry of local artists. But one in here is really actually cool, and I think you would appreciate it. And this is a woman who's written a book called A Stranger in My Bed. And it's about
Debbie Sprague.
Yeah, I know you probably were.
She's been on our show several times, and maybe you're not aware of this, but if you. My name's on the – I wrote something for the cover.
Ooh.
You know, for the dust cover.
See, I didn't know that.
I
thought this would right up your alley.
She has
– In
she,
your wheelhouse.
I had the original – one of the original manuscripts in a three-ring binder. Please tell me what you think about this.
I think it's beautiful. I mean, it's a wonderful thing that she's done to help our returning men with PTSD and her, you know, how it affects the family.
Oh, and her husband, Randy, just opened up.
Yep.
So we know.
Amazing.
She just became, I think it's Elizabeth, was it the Warren? Debbie's going to be on next week.
Okay.
To talk about. She was just named, military. Support.
Yep.
Through her
started
work.
A support group. Yep, yeah, exactly.
That's
and
awesome.
Then the other book is Jim Barrett, and it's about one of the last women to be executed in California. What was her name? Ma Duncan. She. It's a very, very interesting story about how she killed her husband's wife that was pregnant because of jealousy and rage, and so it's a. And he was a sheriff. And so he pulled the, you know, it's mm-hmm. very interesting. It's dark, wow. but it's a true story and very interesting. So if you're a reader and you want it in a book yeah. form versus digital, we have a wonderful book
Lots
selection.
Lots of books.
Thank you so much for being with us today. Now, Rhonda.
Yes.
Dancing with the Stars here, huh?
It is moving right along. Yep. I'm excited. I'm getting excited.
Can you kick over your head yet?
No, but okay. yeah, believe it or not, somebody, my partner is actually lifting me in a few different parts of the dance. Yeah, and that's what I'm going. Every time he does it, I go, are you okay?
Now, frankly, are you getting closer with him now because of that?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. He's just a neat kid. He's just very patient, and he really is a nice kid.
Who did you draw for your partner?
Josiah Moran.
Oh, he's great.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, we like Josiah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, you know what? Carl and DeBott. We've had Enjoy Magazine, James Masada, and Rhonda Ball with us today, and just having a great time talking about a lot of things. You know, that's what I kind of like.
We miss you, Linda.
Yeah, we miss Linda. But she's got the grandkids today, but she's going to be on tomorrow, and so are the grandkids. We'll have them on. Just remember out there. It's the good guys against the bad guys. You know, we got a lot of good guys in here today, and I'm happy. I'm happy. We'll be back tomorrow. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Facing criticism at home and abroad, the Obama administration is defending the prisoner swap. It's led to the release of Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who had been held by terrorists in Afghanistan since 2009. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney on NBC's Today Show.
His health had been deteriorating. I can't get into all the information that we had, but we know that his situation was worsening, and that made it all the more urgent to secure his release.
In exchange for Bergdahl, five Taliban prisoners from Guantanamo Bay will be released. RAND Corporation analyst Seth Jones says this sends the wrong signal to the bad guys.
This simply encourages organizations to attempt to capture individuals because they know that in response, we'll negotiate.
He says a senior Taliban intelligence official and a senior defense official are among those being set free. Also at SRN News,